Virtual Community, April 1st, 2020. Welcome. Today is April 1st, 2020. We are in day 416 of the pandemic.
Good morning. How does that help with the audio syncing?
So thank you for asking, Marilyn. When I do the video and the audio wind up about 5.5 seconds off. So when I get the recording, it looks like my lips are moving while I'm not talking, and it's a little bit weird to see. So when I do the clap, I can line it up directly, and I know there's a loud noise there, and I put it to when my hands clap together.
Rabbi,
I've been uploading all of these video files so people can watch them afterwards. Okay. Oh, and so we're here. We had some homework from yesterday, but first I want to show you guys a few little funnies that I found, which I enjoyed. This one, say that again.
Are they on YouTube? Where are they?
All of the videos are on YouTube. Oh, I didn't do the rules of the game. Rules of the game are as this. All of you are unmuted. Please interrupt as you have questions. I try to keep this as a open forum. If there's too much noise in your background, I'll mute you. Joe, wave your hand. There's Joe. She moderates the chat for us. Thank you for doing that. And here's a thing my mother sent me, which I thought was coronavirus.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Okay. There was that one. And then I have one other to share with you, which glad you could like it. This one I just think is one of the more brilliant memes I have seen. Two ways to look at life. Nobody gives a shit. And my Buddhist teacher used to say, whatever your problems are, there are 100 million Chinese people who don't give a shit. There's a way that Buddhists have with words that just cleans it all straight. Okay, thank you for... We had some homework, folks. We had some homework. Not everyone was here. I don't know if you had it. I've made little pictures. This is a J. This is an O. That could remind you of what we were going to look at.
Observe versus...
Right, right. There's a difference between observing something and...
Judging
something. And I asked us to all look at what is the difference between when you notice that, oh, I noticed the rabbi put a cartoon with a curse word, two curse words in it, or something's wrong with that rabbi. He put up some curse words twice. One's an observation, one's a judgment. And I wonder if people had any feedback or thoughts about that from yesterday, that you had a chance to notice that you were doing a little bit more judging than observing. Anyone with some feedback from yesterday who took the... There's a prize if you want. I'll incentivize this. There's a prize. I don't know what it is quite yet, but there's a prize. Who had a thought about observing and judging? Let me say it this way. When I said there was homework from yesterday, yeah, what was your reaction to that?
Well, no thanks.
I did not know that. Oh, no. No back to school then. No.
Right? Okay. Now, let's just take that. Thank you, Enrique. When you had that reaction, oh, no, not back to school, which is that?
Well, it was judging.
Judgment.
It's a judgment, that was right? Judging. It's a judgment. And we do it so quickly. How could we have done that a little? And remember, I'll reiterate the goal. The goal is... The more we have observations, the less we get into an argument with reality. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Every judgment we have is saying this is how reality should be. This is just clean. So, hey, y'all had homework last night. How could you do it like this and not like this?
I've noticed that you gave us homework.
I did. I was not aware that we had homework.
Right? Those are both observations. Fantastic. Anyone have some other one that happened in the last 23 hours since yesterday we did with observation? Yes, Enrique.
I observe you gave us homework. I observe no hablo inglés.
Okay, I have something. An observation isn't going to have an emotional reaction, whereas a judgment does. What's my prize?
Your prize is you get to be right.
Oh, good.
That's a judgment.
Is that a judgment? Now, sometimes we can, and this is, ready? We're gonna level this up. You can actually have observations about your judgments.
Right.
Oh, look at that. Mm-hmm. I'm judging myself.
Mm. Don't we judge ourselves always?
We do. My question is, can you move a little bit more towards observing yourself and going, oh, look at that, I'm judging myself again, as opposed to going, damn it, I'm a damn idiot, I keep judging myself.
Mm-hmm. So isn't that think before you speak?
Yes. Yeah, I think if we slowed down our speech, we could definitely get less judgments to come out of our mouth. My goal is to get less judgments to happen in here.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that the same thing, though? So before speaking.
Yeah, we talked a little bit yesterday about the theory from Vygotsky that our language, specificity in language leads to specificity in thought. The sloppier you are in your language, the sloppier your thoughts will probably be. The cleaner and clearer you are in your language, internal or external, the cleaner and clearer your thoughts are going to be. And that's really, I mean, that's the goal. This is, right, this is religion outside the box. I'm a rabbi. I'm supposed to be teaching stuff. And all I'm really trying to teach is that what everyone, with show me with your fingers, where do you have control? If you have control of some part of you that's, Shirley's got it right there. You got control here. Or at least some, and we can move that needle slowly, slowly, slowly a little bit more. So we also talked about this word. I feel like we talked about this yesterday. Did you see what I just did there?
Very clever.
Very clever, Joe. Tell me, why was that very clever of me?
Because you said a feeling statement that wasn't a feeling.
And that was our homework. Our homework was to notice, when are we using the word, I forgot how I just said it. I feel like we talked about this yesterday.
Yes.
That's not a feeling.
No,
that's an observation. Yeah.
And we talked about last week, oh boy, here we go. This is for all the marbles. We talked about different feelings last week, that there are some definite sensations and feelings that we have.
Right.
Who can give me, we talked about five of them in particular last week. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Anger.
Anger. Alma, you got the first one, anger.
Grief.
What's another one we talked about?
Grief.
Grief, yeah.
Grief. Talked about grief and sadness.
And jealousy.
Jealousy was a hidden feeling that we didn't know we were going to be talking about. Jealousy.
Fear.
And we talked a lot about fear. Why do we talk about fear? Oh, I don't know. Pandemic. I got anger, jealousy, grief. I got one more.
Love.
Oh, good love. For you guys. Good. Love being the last one. Let's do a quick review of these. What's the purpose of love? Ugh. The purpose of love is to express ourselves, to be us, to just
shine our light,
to connect,
to shine our light, this little light of mine. And we've talked about how a lot of us do love wrong. Not wrong, but we all had to, you know, we had to sacrifice some of who we really are in order to fit in. Yeah. This one, anger, what was the purpose? We talked about all of these emotions having natural purposes. Little kids have all of these. What is the purpose of anger?
To deal with disappointment.
Yeah, to deal with disappointment. Mm-hmm. Wait.
Making us feel good.
Yeah, to make us feel better. Mm-hmm. And we talked about, and we went even further about anger. And we said there are two sources of anger. Do you remember the two sources of anger?
External and internal.
Yeah. We had two sources of anger. Either you don't get what you want, or you
don't want what you get.
Yeah, or the opposite, or you don't want what you get, or you get what you don't want. Fantastic, folks. Grief. The purpose of grief is to deal with
pain. Loss.
And to deal with loss. Emotions. Yeah, it's to deal with loss, and that a lot of us get stuck in that. And finally, jealousy. The purpose of jealousy. Jealousy helps us to do what?
Move on.
We talked
get us
about
to grow.
It helps us to grow, absolutely, because you can see someone else can do something that we might not be able to do. There's a great phrase in Latin, and this one's really in Latin. I didn't make this one up. It says, si ille cor non ego, si ille iste cor non ego. If he or she can do it, why can't I?
There's a game called Follow the Leader that we all played when we were kids, and that's jealousy, because if you learn how to play follow the leader.
You know what I was thinking about? Thank you, Emily. I was also thinking about the fact that we all played cooties and tag, and what a great training that was for this pandemic.
Keep me out of everybody's way.
Cooties that was a lot funnier than the amount of reactions I got there.
When I was a kid, we used to write in pen on the backs of our hands CV, and that was a cootie vaccination.
Yeah, you had to get a cootie vaccination. That's
yeah,
right.
If only it were so simple.
Cootie vaccination?
Yeah. We did one. You had to put your finger in someone else's fingers, and that would give you a cootie vaccine.
Oh, there's a bunch
more. Yeah, I heard of that one.
Oh, I also want to go back because I misspoke yesterday. Yesterday, I talked about I had caffeine before we started yesterday, and that was a bad idea. We all agreed. I had talked about God's name being Yud Hey Vav Hey. I put the two things together. God's name being Yud Hey Vav Hey, being the word that became Yehovah Adonai that we say Adonai. I misattributed the part in Exodus where God says, "I will be what I will be." It's the same verb, but it's spelled differently there. So I apologize for misinforming. Mea culpa. That's on me.
I looked up.
Go ahead, Alma.
I looked up Adonai.
Yeah.
Apparently it translates as my Lord or the Lord.
Yeah.
And it's the same as the Kyrios word that we use in the New Testament, which means the same thing, but in Greek.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
There's a little bit of more fun in the Hebrew of Adonai is that it's a plural. If you're just talking to one person, it would be Adoni. But Adonai is a plural, and also the other name for God that's often used is Elohim, which means gods. It doesn't mean God. It's a definite plural. There's no way around that. Oh, and then we can get into one day we could talk about documentary hypothesis and go totally deep there. But okay, where was I at? Oh, Alex. Where's my friend Alex? Hi, Alex. Alex, you had talked, and I don't know how this is going to go, but can we try this for a moment?
Sure.
So Alex had been dealing with work struggles, and we had talked yesterday a lot about four different letters. Who can shout out what are four letters, the things that we learned with Pierce that helped us to get to the feelings and observation? Anyone remember the four letters we talked about? This was yesterday. I'll give you a hint.
O-F-N-R.
And this was the ideas from Marshall Rosenberg about really cleaning up our language, that we don't use the word feeling. I feel like you're not respecting me. That's not a feel. I feel disrespected. So the feelings, and the O was observing versus judgment. And Alex, you hit a thing at work, an email. And I don't know if we're going to be able to make this feels a little forced at the moment. But let's
I'm happy to talk about it.
Okay, so tell us the story. And here's what I want everyone. Yesterday we did a little thing, and I apologize if you weren't here yesterday. Let me give you a little
I saw about half of yesterday's video. I was watching it after work and everything.
Let me give a little summary of it. Was that somebody comes late to a meeting, the meeting that you're running, they come late to the meeting, and it's the fourth time they've come late. We might say to them, don't you have a watch? Or what's wrong with you? Or you really have made me mad. But this idea of being clean in our language, that so that we don't get into any more trouble than we have, is to start with an observation. So instead of saying, don't you have a watch, you might say instead, somebody who was here yesterday who was paying good attention to it, what might you say instead to that person?
I noticed you were late.
I noticed you were late the last four meetings without any heat behind it. It's just an observation, not accusation. And then the feeling might be, let's have somebody else if they might. What might the feeling be that you would say to them?
It feels like you don't care about being here.
It feels like you don't care. Or I feel saddened, or I feel disrespected. Trying to keep it as clean as possible. Thank you, Alma. Thank you, Emily. N was for needs. And that one we got, this one's kicking my ass, folks. And I got to work on this one. Is that I told the kids, I need you to undo the dishwasher. Well, that's not a need. We talked about needs are only things that are dire, that are something that everyone in the world would have. Mm-hmm. I want you to undo the dishwasher. It's not, I need you to be on time. Mm-hmm. I want you to be on time. It has a very different, you hear it very differently. If I say to you, I need you to be on time, or I say, I want you to be on time, right? Well, one of them like you're doing, there's a big difference. And then the R was about,
it was about request.
It was a request mm-hmm. versus a demand. And that got a little dicey. But Alex, can you play out what it was, your situation? And I'm going to ask, isn't that fantastic? My phone is ringing. I noticed my phone is ringing.
The text?
I hate that my phone rings in the middle of these things. Mm-hmm. I noticed my phone is ringing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, which one's going to leave?
You can always turn the ringer off.
I can't because it runs through the same computer that I'm talking to you guys through. So I can turn it off on my phone, but then it's hooked into the computer and I don't want to turn that off every time I run a seminar. Okay, so I noticed that I lost my train of thought. I suck.
No, you don't.
No.
That's bad self-talk.
That's a judgment.
So, Alex is going to talk about what it is that happened to her, and I'm going to ask you to see, could you imagine a response you make that starts with the, what was O again? I know the answer.
Observation.
I want to know, I'm asking so that we reinforce learning. Can you make a response that is about this, which was this again?
Observation.
Can you make a response that uses this? This is?
Feeling,
but not I feel like you disrespect me, but I feel disrespected, something that comes from a real human soft place inside, and then not to say I need. So Alex, give us a little story and let's see, maybe we'll do it this way. Oh, I have a totally cool idea. Folks, if you have the ability to have your chat room open, start typing in your OFNR response to how you would summarize what Alex is talking about, and let's see, and then send it in, and we'll see if we can help Alex deal with this horrible work situation in this new nonviolent communications kind of way. Alex, you're up for this?
Yes, I'm up for this.
Everyone else, let me make mm-hmm. sure we're clear on the instruction. Amy, you seem to have a question up there.
Yeah. What is R again? Because I wasn't here yesterday.
Request.
R is about a request versus a demand. It's not, You have to do this, but I would like you to do this.
And then the one before, it's a need, so it's your personal need.
It's not to use the word need. but to use the word want. There's another example. I'll get to this other one later. Alex, so everyone type into your chat the OFNR response to the little situation, and we're just going to try it out and see how well we can get cleaner. And I'm going to write this one down. Go ahead, Alex.
Okay, so the first thing I want to say is, since this is being recorded and it's going to go out on the internet, and I want to make it really clear that I do like my job. I do like the people that I work
Alex,
for.
I'm going to pause the video. We pause the video here. We'll pick up again. On a scale of bottom of the screen to I'm awesome, how awesome is your drawing? On the bottom of the screen to I am awesome, where is your drawing? Okay.
Oh, you asked for this.
So here's a question before you show your pictures. I want you to imagine that my neighbor, who's 4 years old, came over, and let's pretend there's no coronavirus, so it was okay that she came over. And I want you to imagine that Ren showed you a picture that she drew and she showed to you. And I want to ask you, would you react to Ren the same way you're reacting to yourself and the picture that you have in your hands?
What are those weird names that keep showing up on the screen?
I don't know the answer to that, Marilyn. So we all know, how many of us would give the exact same reaction to Ren as we would to ourselves? Like three. Okay.
Sorry.
Ren is my four-year-old neighbor across the street. So we all know, and this is where it gets a little bit weird. We would all assume that we are older and wiser now. So why do we treat ourselves worse? I'm going to pause there and let you think about that. If we're older and wiser, why would we treat ourselves worse than we would treat a four-year-old who drew a picture with the skills a four-year-old had? I mean, so what? You're 60. That doesn't mean you took a drawing lesson recently. So why would you treat yourself any worse?
Because that's what I do, but I wouldn't talk to my four-year-old niece that way.
And the question is, Marilyn, why? What is going on for us that we have internalized that judgment part? Mm-hmm. What have we done wrong? What was done to us, and how do we undo it so that when we show people our picture, we go, isn't that great? Doesn't that look like me?
Absolutely.
You got no clothes on. But...
I got a hat, dude.
I say the clothing is implied because you can't see the things that you would see if he didn't have clothes. So the clothing.
Thank you, Alex, and that would be a very obvious thing to see.
There's no belly button there.
Is that an opinion or a judgment?
It sounded like a judgment.
So
that was an observation.
So I'm going to ask you guys one at a time, and good luck on this one. Alma, you're in the top corner of my screen. I don't know if everyone is in the top. Now, it will be hard because some of you used a pencil, which doesn't get picked up so well on Zoom on the cameras, but I'll ask you to hold your picture up. And I want you to do the following, whether you believe it or not. Alma, hold on. You just disappeared and it's totally freaky.
And I look more male.
Yeah, you might have to turn off the virtual background, my friend, because it thinks your picture is the same color as your virtual background. So here's what I want you to do, Alma. When you show your picture, you're going to do... Oh, she's still working on the virtual background part.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll start with Emily while you're working on that.
Yeah, ask somebody else.
I want you to hold your picture up, Emily, and say, isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that wonderful?
And what do we all say?
Great,
Emily.
Such a little artist.
All right, Alma, your turn. And Alma, make sure you look at everyone's faces. What is everyone's face?
So I like that.
Now, I'm going to ask Alma and Emily, I know you know better, but I want you to know better than you know better. And I want you to actually take in the compliment as though it's a, let me show you how it's done. Did you actually think mine's all right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It's great.
It was a good caricature.
Now, I want you to well, own it. And for some people, this is a lot harder to do because you haven't practiced this self-love kind of thing as much. Mm-hmm. Alex, Scott, show us what you got. And try to take in the love, folks.
I did mine on blue paper here, so let me.
There we go. It's like a stick figure. And Scott can't see yours quite yet.
Here, look. And there's Scott's.
Oh, I see it.
Oh, there we go.
Like there it is. That's cute. Yay!
The hair is like perfect.
All right.
Rob K., what do you got, boo? Does that not look like Rob K.?
Yeah.
Is it Rob K.'s again?
It didn't come up on my screen.
Rob, can you hold it there? Just hold it. Pause for a moment. I'm going to spotlight your video. That will make it a little easier for everyone to see. Spotlight video. Everyone see Rob's now?
Very nice.
Perfect. I think next time I do this, I'll have everyone send me the pictures, and then you can match it to the person. But I didn't think of that ahead of time. Josephine, Ludwig, Joe, show us your picture, my friend. Oh, it's light. Hold still.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that. Might be the best one so far. Gord, welcome. This is your first day here with this group.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
And Gord, before we started this, do you feel good about your own picture?
Well, not terrific. Like, I think I look like a football.
Look like a football. All right.
With glasses.
Rike.
Is that an observation or a judgment about the football?
Look at that. All right, now take the picture down because it looked just like you. Now put it back up. I got to spotlight you. Okay, everyone, look at that. This is Rike and Enrique, and then this is his picture.
Yes. Perfect. Oh,
wow.
Very
wonderful.
Nice.
Carol Ox, what do you got, my friend?
Not visible.
Oh, it's a big one.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Very nice.
Well done.
Good job.
Well done. And Mike, you were one of the people who liked your drawing even before we started this. So what do you got?
It's I'm too narrow.
Oh, wow.
That's good too.
Yeah. Wow.
Picture.
Great good. Hair.
All right, Mike, well played.
Great hair.
Yeah.
Shirley Wainis, what do you got?
Nice.
Spitting image.
Nice.
Perfect. Shirley Wainis, I need you to do me a favor. Shirley, look at the camera. Look at all the people. Hold your picture up and take in all their faces and all their love.
Yay!
Take it in, lady, because I'll call you later. Barb Segura, what do you have?
Oh, wow. Thank you.
The smile. It's the same smile. Exact same smile.
I see that.
And the earrings.
Eyelashes.
Earrings. Got the earrings.
I like that.
Very nice.
Betsy Ann, you had a head start on everyone.
Well, I happen to have a whiteboard, and so I did this.
A profile.
Wow. Oh, that looks like a Picasso.
Yeah, that's it.
I like that you did something no one else did so far, that you did a profile. I didn't think of doing a profile. It would have been all nose, but it would have been great. Patty and Ray, what do you got, my friends? I have a feeling you guys are in love.
We're together.
Oh, there you are. Hold it a little closer to the camera.
So cute.
Stop right there. You put your names on top of them? We knew who was who. Now, did you each draw one of those?
Pardon?
Did you each draw one on the same paper?
Yes.
You guys win cutest couple. That's just adorable.
Thank you.
Ruth Bernstein, what do you have? Oh, my goodness. Oh, hold it up a little higher. Yay!
What about
paper? Leanne Johnson, what do you have for your picture? Oh, my gosh.
That's fantastic.
Really good.
Yes.
Excellent. Wow, that's really good.
What do you got?
Oh, here, Mr. Potato Head floating in space.
Excuse me, that's a judgment.
That's a judgment, sir.
There you are, yes.
Bring it a little closer to the camera. And then let's see you again so we can see the...
Oh, yes. Yeah, there you are.
Thank you, thank you.
Marilyn, you want to play?
I didn't draw anything.
Okay.
I think we've got a new generation of cartoonists.
John Burns, what do you have? Hold it close to the camera. It looks like you have twins there.
Nice. Yeah.
I know you anywhere.
Nice. Very nice.
And nice Meg, smile. What do you have, Meg? I can't unmute you yet. Hold on. Meg, you are muted beyond my ability to unmute you.
Okay, I'm unmuted.
Okay, bring it all the way up. Touch the camera almost.
That looks like you.
Down. Stop.
Down. Yeah. There it is.
That's Meg.
Yes.
There's Meg. Good job.
That's
Aaron,
really good.
I know you can hear us. I don't know if you have video enough while you have audio to show us something.
What?
That was on Aaron. Okay. Oh. No worries. I know you have a hard time with your connection. My cousin Amy Gerver, what do you have? All the way up to the camera and pause. Yeah. Are you saying something?
Yikes. I like it.
Wonderful.
I like your little hair.
And Derek, can we see yours? Guys, thank you all for sharing and for playing along. Can't see it yet, Derek.
There we go.
Yeah. All right.
That is. And let's see you again so we can see a side-by-side comparison. Yep.
I feel like the basketball or whatever it was in Tom Hanks movie.
Oh, Wilson.
Oh, Wilson the volleyball.
Denise and Tahoe, what do you have, my friend? Thank you for doing this. Look at that!
Nice! Nice! Well,
wait,
I have my cat in.
That's great.
Yeah, you got a cat right there.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Kim Saney, what do you have? And hold it still for a second.
Cute.
Yeah. I love it.
Good smile.
That was great. That's great. Okay, folks. Look, this is a little contrived, obviously, but how many of us were still hearing the criticism, even amongst hearing the praise? How many of us were thinking, yeah, they're just saying that, that's not real? That's how deep this shit goes.
Yeah.
You have all these people in front of you telling you one thing, and you're arguing with them that you suck instead. I think it behooves us to change our narrative and to really treat ourselves the way we would treat a four-year-old. Because if we are to be older and wiser now, let's be older and wiser, because the world's not going to treat us nicely. If it does, fantastic. But the only one I have control over
is myself.
That's right. The only person you can force to be kind to you is right looking at that camera right now. It's you. I don't think I have to hit this sermon over the head anymore.
Good one. It's a good one.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Let's have an amen.
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 All right. I did not get to what I wanted to get to today.
Or tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
But that's okay. We'll be back tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow we're going to have my friend Martin is going to be joining us. Martin is fantastic. I do want to do, I'm going to throw something into the chat room and I'm going to share my screen. Martin is, he's one of my mentors too. I have a lot of mentors because there are a lot of people I can learn from. I'm throwing into the chat room. Here's a link to Religion Outside the Box. If you want to make a donation to help support the goodness that's going on here, you don't have to, but it's appreciated if you would, or you can buy something out of my Etsy store. Mm-hmm. The other announcements I have, I wanted to do a shout out to Alma, to Marcia, to Chris Ann, to Kathleen, and to a different Chris Ann for making contributions recently. It's really appreciated. It goes Thursday, we're going to be talking about something called Heaven on Earth with my friend Martin Root, who's up in Prince Edward Island. Fantastic man. He's a great guy. He will be talking with us. And then Friday, we're going to have a big review of everything that we've talked about. Here we come to the time where this is my favorite time, is because it lets me know that some of what I said was heard. And not just the last thing that I said. So can you please tell me, three people, just what is one thing that you're taking out of what we talked about today? It could either be something that was expressly said or you had that aha moment and you want to share it. I'll take, I forgot who is new. I had somebody who was totally new today.
That's me, Gord.
Oh, Gord, there you are. Gord, you get your chance to start first because you never know.
You on the spot.
Yeah, no, I'm good. So I'd say be kind and gentle with yourself, and then hopefully you'll be kind and gentle with others.
Amen.
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 Right.
Give me some other things that we took out of today. Give me two, three other things that we got out of today's session. Yes, Shirley.
I'm not the best judge of myself at all, and to remember what I think that of somebody else if I saw the same thing. If I saw myself in somebody else, would I think that?
Isn't that amazing that maybe we're not the best judge of ourselves?
No. One thing I like is I get to.
Oh, yeah. We got that today. We got a difference between I have to be nice to myself. And I get to be nice to myself. Let's take one more thing that we took from today. Let me see a hand or somebody. What do you got? Yeah, Enrique. And then Ruth, we'll take both of you. Go ahead.
Okay, well, as a counselor, I get to tell people, you know, the basics of that. You know, I tell them tell. A difference is to apply it to myself. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I did. You know,
it's great. Good.
One thing to say, well, I'm, of course I love myself. Another thing is to put myself on the spot and make myself love myself.
Right?
Well, that was cool.
You got to actually do it. Barb, first Ruth and then Barb.
You respect yourself by telling people what you want.
Yes. That we much cleaner to say what we want than what we need. Fantastic. And then Barb Segura, you had something.
A loving community is a healing space.
Amen. Oh, that's the best. I'm going to take that. Folks, that's what this is here for. The whole point of this is we're all needing community. We're all going to get through this. Although we're apart, we'll get through it together. And just to have a safe space to be. Well, I know I'll be back here in 23 hours because I want to be here. I get to be here. It's our time that we all get to wave, say goodbye to each other. See you tomorrow.
Bye,
Gord.
Welcome. Have a wonderful day.
Bye, Denise.
Meditation helps people gain clarity and calm, but the instructions on how to meditate are often constricting, confusing, boring. Well, they suck. I'm Rabbi Brian Zachary Mayer, and this is Meditation is Magic. Join as I teach Stallion and Dragon a bit about mindfulness and the four-letter secret to meditation. Have you ever thought, I wish meditation were as simple as magic? Now it is. Meditation is magic.
Meditation is magic is parental advisory explicit content. Teens, make certain to advise your parents. I want to learn meditation with Meditation is Magic. It's explicit. Fancy word for fear. Also, the horse dropped the F-bomb.